I think it's still continue to be an evaluation process, and certainly we'll do what's best in terms of the health of Beecham right now. And he got a little bit sore, so we had him out today. But he has had some work at both guard and tackle, and Luke has done the same. So we'll continue to evaluate that when Beecham gets a chance to come back out and practice again.
Are you surprised or concerned that he hasn't taken in a lot of team reps yet?
No. We kind of knew that going in over the summer. That, to be honest with you, we weren't sure whether he'd be able to start right away. So we were happy with the fact he was able to start with us from day one on a limited basis. And really, it's preventative right now. Like I said, a little bit sore. So we thought, for his best interest, we'd give him a day of rest here today. We'll see as we go forward. But it wasn't anything that we didn't see coming.
So you don't need to see him necessarily take one-on-one pass rushing
that way. Well, obviously you'd like to, and we will, before we get to that opening game of the season. So, he'll have to prove that he can do that, certainly at this point. But right now, as early as it is in camp, it's not a concern.
How has Luke looked at left guard?
He's done very well. Yeah, we're happy with the transition that he's made and the competition aspect of it, that he's stepping in and competing at that position.
Does it seem like Allen Robinson's almost on a different plane right now? Some of the things we see out here.
He's playing very well. We thought he took great strides last year into his second season, and we've continued to see the improvement here into his third season. So we're happy with where he's at as well.
Bit of more of an edge than he maybe played with last
year. Yeah, whether it's an edge or confidence or something to prove. He's playing angry, which is, as we've talked to him about, a big receiver, you need to play big and play that way. And I think confidence has been a big part of it.
Gus was animated yesterday after practice. On offense today, was it better?
Yeah. I think you're going to have, certainly there'll be ups and downs. You want to eliminate the downs as best you can throughout training camp, but I think he felt it was a flat practice overall, and so the players recognized it. I think he had a chance to speak with a number of the players afterwards, and they recognized that as well. And with this group being together and a number of returning players, I think we've been able to count on a lot of our leaders to handle some of those issues in the locker room, and I think our guys are doing a good job with that as well.
Why do you think the snap issues have been so consistent?
It's a concern. My fault yesterday as a coordinator. We'd had Chad Henney in there with a centers he'd never taken a snap with before. So we'll eliminate that. We had a couple of injuries yesterday in practice where we had to move some people around, and so we had some quarterbacks rotating there that hadn't taken some snaps with some centers. So I couldn't really today. Not sure. We'll find out, obviously, when we get in and watch the practice field what happened, but it looked like it just slipped out of the center's hand at the one that we had today.
Do you guys get the sense that at right guard you found a foundational piece in Con?
Oh, we're real excited. That's the one thing about certainly there's still competition going on every position on the field, but the right side with Con, Parnell, and obviously with Linder in there, there's great communication, and that's a helpful part when you had a chance to play next to somebody, and you can do that over time, and you have some continuity throughout the offensive line. It's really helpful for those guys up front, and I think the relationship between Jeremy Parnell and AJ Can has been very, very good.
Would you have ever imagined that he'd be this far along at this point when he first got in here?
I would say if you were to ask Dave Caldwell, I think he would have those expectations when he drafted him of where he thought he would be. And certainly as a coaching staff, we were, when we had the first chance to work him out last spring and see him live, we had those expectations of him. We had that high ceiling that we thought he could ascend to. So he's the player that developing into the player that we believed he was when we drafted him.
Most of these guys are better
than he was.
You could ask him. I just think the entire comfort level of being able to call a play and visualize the minute it comes in, certainly being able to call a play in the huddle is part of the process. Having to know what everybody on the offensive side of the ball is doing is part of the process. Then having to understand what everyone on the defensive side of the ball is part of the process. The visualization from when the play comes in and to see the play in his mind and to understand exactly where everybody is and exactly what his responsibility is to ensure that the play is successful, I think that's where he's getting. He's not there yet. When he has a play called in, he has to have that mental picture of what that play looks like and what responsibilities he has to make sure that the play is successful. So I think it's coming along, but it's still a process. But he's much more comfortable, much more confident right now.
A lot of guys have been in your scheme for 18 months now. Are you seeing that?
Yeah. I think, like I said, we talked about when we came into this thing, we need to be more consistent. And I think you're seeing us put more consistent plays together, at this part. We're not ready to play a game tomorrow, certainly. But I'd like to believe on September 11th you're going to see a unit that's been together for a while and has had a chance to be together for a while and is playing at a consistent level.
Greg, is it allowing this something you mentioned with Blake? Is it allowing you to do more things with this offense? I know you wanted to shrink it down and what you do well, but
Knowing what he does well, but allowing him a little bit more freedom, I guess, to we never say your job is not to get us into the best play. Your job is to make sure that we're out of bad plays, take us out of bad plays. And in order to do that, you've got to understand not only just the protection scheme part of it in a passing game, but also in the run game and understanding fronts and coverages and blitzes into the run game and what runs are well into what fronts. So I think just his overall knowledge certainly will help us and help him in his development.
How's Chris Ivory acclimating into the
offense? You know, I think the locker room loves him. The coaching staff is, we're real excited and happy to have him here. I think he's been a great addition, not only in terms of his abilities as a running back, but also what he brings into the locker room in terms of toughness and leadership. So we're excited about him right now at this point as well.
Fast start and consistency.
Yeah. Fast start and playing more consistent for us, you know. On top of what we'll never disregard taking care of the football. But the fast start and the consistency were two areas we felt like last season's team could have done much better at. So that's where we're at.
You hammer it every day, though, with those guys.
Every day.
Every meeting.
Yeah, it's got to be every day.
How good is it to have a second tight end like Lewis who's seen a lot?
I was here – again, 4 years ago, and with Chad Henne, and had mentioned, we both mentioned yesterday, I think he's having his best camp since I've known him. He looks more flexible, he's strong, he's made some acrobatic catches here. He just seems to be a more consistent player right now, and certainly he's more comfortable in the system, but he's having a very good camp.
How surprising is that for a guy who's 32?
Extremely surprising. You know, we both, like I said, he's showing up, and you guys had a chance to see it, and we as a coaching staff have seen that you know, he's having a very good camp. So we got to, again, keep him moving in the right direction.
Greg, we talked to Todd Walsh earlier. He mentioned how the offense is making his defense better.
Same way. Yeah. They're doing some things in terms of their pressure packages. And I think it's, you know, as a defensive or offensive coordinator, you're always looking throughout the league at different schemes or different packages for us that are successful kind of throughout the league. And they've thrown some of the more difficult blitzes that we've seen other teams and other divisions run and within our own division. So we're getting a chance to work a lot of blitz work. It's putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the quarterback. And I think that's also critical for Blake's development is, again, recognizing those pressure looks and making sure we're getting in the right protection and he's going to the right place with the ball. So they're very helpful.